This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
If you were watching MasterChef this year, you'll know my next guest because he was a contestant on this year's show. He's also part of the Joy family working here at Joy 94.9 before MasterChef. So joining me on the show this morning is Mr. Andrew Pryor. How are you going?
Hello, darling. I thought I'd do my voice just the same as you.
Oh, don't get me started,
it's doll. Gorgeous. How are you?
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Obviously, I saw you obviously around Joy. You're working here at Joy. Then you went away overseas for a bit.
I know.
And then I was watching MasterChef, and there you were, doll.
On the telly
this year.
I'm so getting flashbacks though to Friday morning drive where I used to do the panel before you used to come on. Do you remember?
That's
Oh my god, it's like two years ago now.
I think it's really crazy.
And then I'm on the telly.
You're on the TV. So I guess fill us in on what happened. How did it get to that point?
Well, I just, as you said, I went overseas. I was lucky enough to have a gap year at the age of 39 and went overseas to Paris and came back and didn't want to go back to my old day job. And on the TV, as I was watching The Bold and the Beautiful, as you do, it came up an ad for MasterChef. And I thought, well, why not? I've been known to cook a few meals. The only thing I couldn't cook was vegetarian for Dave and Sue. They came over to my place once for dinner and I tried to cook vegetarian for Sue and it just did not work.
Didn't work, no. Need the meat, Tom.
I know. And so I applied and, oh my gosh, it was such a huge process. They're just doing it now for the new season, actually. And I didn't think that I'd get in, but lo and behold, they really liked me. So it was like, you know, like Sally Field, they really liked me.
So I guess this year you were in the token gay in the village as well. There was also the lovely Christina.
Yes, I know.
The lovely ladies out there, a gorgeous Christina and yourself flying the rainbow flag.
I know, we were Team Rainbow.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was
so
great.
Now, you were only in for, I guess, a few weeks because you had a bit of a mishap on Lygon Street.
Oh, yeah. So, I was in 4 weeks in TV land, which was a little bit longer in real life. It takes a little bit of time. But, not in Lygon Street. I had actually hurt myself after the first week went to air, before we went to the Barossa, and I had hurt my knees and got bilateral stress fractures in both knees. So that meant that I wasn't allowed to run, I wasn't allowed to jump, I wasn't allowed to be knocked, I couldn't, you know. So it just meant that I had to go home, and I had 6 weeks on the lounge where I wasn't allowed to walk. And so I just watched lots of telly, listened to Joy quite a bit. But it was really frustrating because I couldn't text in or do anything to say, you know, because there were some people that knew that I was going and some people that didn't.
And, of course, you had the big diva moment when on Lygon Street where you hobbled over and said, "I'm going."
They asked me to go. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, it was really sad because I didn't know. I'd been to the doctor the day before and I was supposed to be speaking to the producers and that's what I thought was going to happen. And so I'm standing there waiting, not knowing what's going to happen. Am I going to do a challenge or am I going to talk about how I'm going to do a challenge? I thought that I might be staying in the competition, but they had spoken to my doctor after I'd left the doctors that night. And had meetings all night, apparently. And so on air, yes, we in Lygon Street. And I heard that the bad news was that Jules had hurt her heel and she had to sit out for that that challenge. And then they said the sad news was that they asked me to retire because I was hurt. But it was a really sad thing to happen. But it was also a bit of a blessing because I didn't have the same... I had even though it might not look to be a positive experience, it was a positive experience for me because I didn't get the criticism of my food. Every time I cooked by myself, the judges loved it. And then also by the way that I left, I didn't have to rush into a job because I had to recuperate. So I had to spend that 6 weeks on the lounge, and I spent that time doing a lot of research on what I wanted to do.
You're enjoying 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. Can you take over, Tom?
Oh, darling, what's that? The poor thing coughing away in the studio.
Oh, dear.
You're such a good thing for coming
Alan
in.
That is Alan Levon on Joy 94.9 over my head.
That was fun.
That
I
was
enjoyed
fun
that.
Song. Yeah. So we're going to speak to the lovely Christina Battista.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about her, because she was flying the lesbian flag. Can we say that?
Yes.
For the rainbow community on the MasterChef this year, 50s style. She's gorgeous. I had a chat with her in Sydney. Oh, and how did you find Christina?
Christina is amazing. We bonded straight away. I mean, I didn't know that she was a lesbian until about 10 minutes into meeting her, of course. But no, look, she just looks fabulous. And she has this great sort of baby doll kind of look going on, very retro. And so I just bonded to her straight away. And we just got along. We called ourselves Team Rainbow, and we just used to hang out all the time. She would often come into we had rooms separated by girls and boys.
Yeah.
And so she would often come and save me from all the testosterone in my room, because there was 8 of us in the one room.
God.
And so she would come in and sit down, and it was always quite funny to see, you know, some of the boys coming out of the shower and then there's a girl there.
Hi, this is Dan Churchill from MasterChef. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, gorgeous Dan. You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo and Andrew Pryor. Now, he was a contestant on this year's MasterChef. Now, Andrew, we just spoke to the lovely Christina Battista, who was your fellow Rainbow Flag
representative
on the show. And she mentioned a lolly cake, which was really hard in the contest because it was a 7-layer lolly cake of all these different flavoured lollies from your childhood and things. And you've got a bit of a story to tell about your lolly cake when you made it.
No. So, yeah, so we were in the same challenge, Christina, myself and Clarissa. So, you know, there was a lot of drama going on in that episode with everything going on behind me, Clarissa singing all the time. And so, yeah, we were given the recipes to go through, and it said to put your spearmint layer, it was just one of the 7 layers, in the blast freezer for 15 minutes and then in the freezer. But there wasn't a freezer, and I didn't even know what the blast freezer was, to be honest. We'd been there for about 3 or 4 weeks and I'd never seen it. And so I put it in the blast freezer. I was going great guns. Daniel and Linton were yelling out that I was going like a machine. So I was really ahead, and my spearmint layer, instead of being in there for 15 minutes, was in there for an hour and a half.
Ouch.
It was the equivalent of sort of being in the freezer for about 15 days.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It was so hard when it came out. So when it came out, of course, and you know, you're in this pressure to do this within, we had, I think, about 4 or 5 minutes left in the challenge, and you're trying to get the layers on, and it just crumbled and went all over the place. I could never be a builder or a concreter because I'm not good at it.
Now, obviously, since the show wrapped, you were, of course, recuperating with your knee, but now you're back in action, and instead of doing the whole cookbooking route and the whole TV events and different things, you're going down a different path, which is?
I'm doing food tours right here in Melbourne,
which
is just amazing. So it's the best thing. It gets me to contact with people, which is what I love. I love talking to people, and I get to show around, and I get to do research on them, which means I've just been eating my way around Melbourne for the last 3 or 4 months. It's just been fantastic. So it's Queenie's Food Tours is the company I set up, and I'm the first contestant to have a business up and running whilst they're show was still going to air. So the show finished, I think it was the 2nd or 3rd of September, and I had my first tour on the 11th of September, so that was fantastic,
So what type of tours are you doing?
Queenie's Food Tours. Yes, we do I have a few all-day ones. I have a French all-day tour, a Italian and a gluten-free all-day tour, and then I also also have a sweets tour, which is on a regular basis. It's nearly every weekend. And it's a walking tour of South Yarra where we just eat. You don't want to eat the day before or have breakfast. It's all sweets. You've got to be a really sweet lover on that one. And so we take in Lux Bites, ganache chocolate, Birch and Purchase, of course, and quite a few others. So that's been really popular, not just with the show, but with other people as well. So that's been great.
So just plug that tour again.
Yeah, Queenie's Food Tours. It's a Sweet Dreams tour. Mm-hmm.
And you can actually get all the information on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, and I have a website, www.queeniesfoodtours.com.
Now, of course, Andrea, there is Christmas coming up very soon. In less than 2 weeks. I can't believe it.
I love Christmas.
Do you have any tips for people on their Christmas day?
Yes.
Lunch or dinner or campaigns?
Well, actually, yes. This year, I am going, usually I cook and go all out, but I did that in July. We had a Christmas in July this year. Mm-hmm. So this year, I'm actually, because I've been going around doing all this research for my tours, I've met so many great people. And so I'm actually just buying in a whole lot of stuff, and I'll be doing a lot of reheating and just a bit of cooking there. I'm getting a great ham from the Paran Markets, and then also some spanakopita. And so I'm going to do very little cooking. It'll just be a few salads and things like that. So that's going to be, it's all going to be sort of pre-made and pre-bought and make, I really like the idea that other people have put all this effort into it and then make my day a lot easier. Exactly. So I don't have to get up so early or cook all night the night before. Mm-hmm. I always make, what do you do with your leftover Christmas cake? Do you have any leftover Christmas cake?
My mum used to keep it and steam it as a pudding.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to, what I do is I make a big lot of ice cream in my ice cream machine at home, but any good ice cream would be good. And I crumble up and mix it in with that and then refreeze it, and it makes great Christmas cake ice cream.
Beautiful.
It is really cool.
Some really good tips. Now, talking of tips, obviously, is it Tourist to Enter MasterChef next year?
It is, yeah. They just, I was asked to re-audition actually for this year to go back.
Did you?
No. Okay. Well, because I'd set up my business and I'd had my dream. So, my dream was to go and change my life and to go on MasterChef. I was such a big fan. And, it was sad the way I left, but it was also as I mentioned before, I had 6 weeks on the lounge recuperating. That was 6 weeks where I didn't have to rush back into my job. So I could make a decision on what I wanted to do. So I've changed my life now, and I'm really grateful to the show, the producers, Gary, George, Matt, they've all been fantastic. So I've changed my life. There's no real value in going back. I'm always going to be part of the MasterChef family, so that's not going to change. But so they have auditions have closed, and I think they've already started filming.
Okay.
As far as I know, yeah, I'm pretty sure that they've already started filming.
Because this year, and I guess with the time slot, there's a lot of competition this year, and so they didn't really do that well. Hopefully next year they can get things back on track. And
I think that it's important, the audition process. I hope they go through that again and show that. They obviously didn't show our audition process, but I think that the quality, there was a lot of criticism about the quality of us all in this season. And I really don't believe, me personally, I don't think that any of us were any lesser cooks than previous seasons. Mm. I just think it takes, we didn't have that, 2 or 3 weeks of filming beforehand to get used to the cameras and to get used to being and cooking for the judges like you do when you go through the audition process. And I think that makes a big difference.
Andrea Pryor, as my special guest co-host this morning on the Friday Morning Show, thanks so much for joining me this morning, Dom.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. It's been really fun catching up and learning all about food and MasterChef. So, next year's season is going to be fantastic, I'm sure.
Yes.
On Channel 10.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.